let's get to our book review this morning, and it's Kia Ora and welcome to Kiran Das.
Kia ora, Catherine. How are you?
Really good, thanks. This is a Booker Prize winner. The book is called All Night, All Blood is At Night, All Blood is Black. It's by David Diop, I'm pronouncing it. I hope that's correct.
It's David Diop, and it's translated by Anna Moskovakis, published by Pushkin Press.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, so this novel has just won the International Booker Prize, which is one of my favourite literary prizes. I always pay close attention each year to the shortlist, and I've reviewed the winner, I think, for the last couple of years on 9 to Noon here with you. So the prize celebrates works which have been translated into English, and the prize money of £50,000 is shared equally between the author and the translator. So it really recognises not just the writing, but the care and art that goes into the craft of translation, which isn't insignificant. The International Booker includes both fiction and non-fiction. And, you know, I just think it's a really valuable and rewarding experience to read translated books. It's such a thrill because of the access it allows us to rich language and stories from other cultures and voices that we don't often get to hear from. In this case, French Senegalese infantrymen. So this is a brutal book. It's set during the First World War, and it's narrated by Alpha, who's been enlisted in the French army as a chocolat, which is what the recruits from the African colonies were called. So he and his best friend, Mademba, who he refers to as his more than brother, are fighting alongside French soldiers. But Mademba is fatally wounded during battle, and Alpha watches helplessly as his best friend dies, and he describes it as his guts are spilling out, slimy as freshwater snakes. So this trauma and grief triggers a kind of descent into madness, and at that moment, something changes in this innocent young man forever, and he's haunted. And from here, he devotes himself to the war and the violence and death that goes with it. Now, look, this is a politically and psychologically confronting and upsetting book, but, you know, it's a war novel. The judges of the International Booker described it as hypnotic, and I agree, it's very mesmerising. While there's horror in what is being told, it's expressed in a very poetic and beautiful way. There's a very spellbinding quality to the writing, I think. It's a very physical book, I think, that explores violence of war, but in a very sensitive way from which I think comes humanity. And it's looking at trauma and violence, mental health, race, colonialism, as France must reckon with its history with Africa. And I guess it imagines the inner world of young men coming from West Africa into this terrain and imagines what it was like for them. Now, David Diop is the first French writer and first writer of African heritage to win the International Booker. And he was inspired to write this novel by hearing his great-grandfather's experiences of this war. And it's a very slender novel. It's only 145 pages, but it's very powerful. And the language is just so beautiful. It's got a lovely driving, repetitive rhythm with echoes. And I think for all the brutality, that creates a kind of intimacy. And I just want to mention, too, that, of course, the translation, Anna Moskovakis is a poet. And I've read a couple of her translations before, and the care and careful translation here is very apparent as it retains that rolling rhythm. I think the language is quite emotive and intimate, which I think differs from the upsettingness of the subject matter, though it is an eerie and violent book.
Thank you very much. Kiran Das has reviewed At Night, All Blood is Black by David Diop. It is published by Pushkin, and $23 the price. It is the Booker Prize winner.